It was about 11:30 p.m. when Maya walked through the gate of the Fall Hotel. She was originally at a sleepover with her friends, but they had dared her to climb up all the way to the 35th floor. They were talking about haunted legends about places and people, when Maya had said that it's all a facade to keep the place to themselves. Since she was very stubborn and wanted to prove them that there was nothing like that, she accepted the dare. The legend of the Fall Hotel was passed down from generation to generation in the town of Wingsford. The legend states that this hotel was built in the center of the surface of Earth, which is like a crossroad to all the realms of the universe. Each floor means a new realm, and no one knows which realm is where because they change very frequently. The furthest a person has gone is the 33rd floor, but barely escaped. The person's name was Scott Kindle. When he was found in the dumpster of the hotel, he couldn't speak at all and was taken to the psych ward. He died a few days later. Maya passed the torn couches and broken lamps in the reception and headed for the staircase. The whole place was quiet, too quiet that there was an eerie feeling around. But she ignored that and started climbing up the stairs. After a few minutes, she was on the 6th floor. No cannonball ghost or demons till now, thought Maya, sarcastically, and she went on. By the time she reached the 13th floor, she couldn't catch her breath for some reason and was very lightheaded. But she kept climbing. By the time she had reached the 30th floor, she felt as if she had climbed the Mount Everest more than once. Then she heard something banging against the walls, and the rusted metal railings of the staircase started vibrating. Maya got scared and ran up the stairs, even though her lungs were on fire. All she wanted was to reach the 35th floor and go back to the sleepover now. She reached the 33rd floor after what felt like ages, and the vibration and the banging got louder. Maya looked at the sign which showed the number 33 and was very confused. Wait, I should have reached the 35th floor by now. I remember climbing more than 3 floors for sure, she thought. So she climbed another floor, being mindful of reading the number plate of the floor. But as soon as she reached the top step, the number was shown, 33. She repeated this twice to make sure it wasn't her imagination, but at this point, she couldn't have made out if a person was real or not because of her exhaustion. Since Maya got so tired, she sat down on the foot of the 33rd floor step. The only light she was getting was from the moon falling through the broken windows in front of her. Then she saw a pair of bright white eyes and pitch black pupils staring back at her from a corner. Since the corner had a shadow, Maya couldn't see who was staring at her, but she got the feeling it wasn't normal by the way it blinked. Who are you? Asked Maya, but she got no answer in return. Curiosity got the best of her and she got up to see what was staring at her. She didn't pay attention wherever she was stepping and tripped down the stairs. You'd think at some point a person would stop after falling, but no, Maya couldn't stop. It felt like a never-ending void. By this time, because of her tiring climb up the staircase and getting hurt from falling, Maya was unconscious. She finally hit the ground painfully and regained consciousness. But she wasn't in the hotel. She wasn't outside it either. She slowly got up and looked around, feeling scared. Maya was surrounded with black boulders and lava pools. Then she saw the same pair of dark eyes looking at her. Something about them felt familiar to her. Who are you? She asked again with the last of her courage. Then it finally came into view. It was Scott Quintle, except he looked like a demon with hunched over back, deformed bones and signature horns. He started walking fast towards her. Maya took a step back and tripped on a small rock. He came close enough to her and grabbed her arm. She was very frightened. Not breaking the eye contact, he bit her arm and Maya's whole body felt like it was on fire and all the bones were breaking. They in fact were breaking. She was turning into a demon herself because of the bite. Then, out of nowhere, a dozen demons surrounded her and were closing in after she formed into one of them. But before they could touch her, she fell down again through a void and landed on the stairs of the 34th floor. She was paralyzed with fear and surprisingly adrenaline, and found out that the pain had vanished. She wasn't looking like one of those demons anymore. Maya thought to herself if anything was real anymore. Maya ran as fast as she could downstairs, and this time everything was on her way to stop her. The moonlight showed various voids on the floor and the walls, which she avoided, but got scratched by the huge claws or waves of black mist which stuck out of them. She finally reached the ground floor and ran outside, but the main doors of the Fall Hotel were locked. Maya wasn't careful where she was stepping because she was terrified and fell into the last void of her life.